AP Sports, I'm Mike Reeves. We start with Major League Baseball, where the American League East race has tightened, as correspondent Tom Merriam details.
The Orioles have put the heat on the Yankees by moving to within a half game of New York in the AL East race after a 17-5 blowout win. With a game time temperature of 90 degrees, Baltimore's bats were hot all afternoon, especially in the second inning when the O's scored 6 runs off Luis Gil for a 7-0 lead. Cedric Mullins' 2-run homer and Ryan Mountcastle's 3 RBI double were the big hits for the Orioles in that rally against Gil, who entered the game with a 9-1 record and a 2.01 ERA. Anthony Santander and Austin Hayes added homers later in the game. Ryan O'Hearn was one of 2 Orioles to drive in 4 runs in the rout.
We needed to show up and play, and you know, I believe we can play with anybody in this league, obviously, and you know, we showed that today.
Aaron Judge, returning to the Yankee lineup, hit his major league leading 27th home run of the season.
In a matchup of division leaders, the Guardians got the best of the Mariners in Cleveland. AP correspondent Dave Ferry reports.
Andrés Giménez and Will Brennan had the big hits as the Guardians took the rubber match in their 3-game set with the Mariners, 6-3. Cleveland trailed 3-2 until Giménez launched a 2-run homer in the 5th inning. Brennan added a pair of solo shots, including an 8th-inning blast that made it easier for Emmanuel Clase to notch his 22nd save.
It's really nice, especially when, you know, we can add some insurance runs to give Clase a nice cushion for us to win another series. It's huge.
Logan Allen settled down after allowing Dylan Moore's 2-run homer in the top of the first, giving up just 1 other run while going 6 innings.
After that first inning, getting right back to attacking guys. Yeah, I said it last week, I think we're in a good spot when we're letting the defense make plays. Came with a couple double plays there, which is huge.
Allen and the Guardians' bullpen limited Seattle to 2 hits over the final 8 frames.
The Dodgers broke out the big bats in Denver, and our Bruce Morton was there to watch the power display.
The Dodgers' big boppers came through as they held off Colorado 5-3. LA got home runs from Shohei Ohtani, Will Smith, and from Freddie Freeman, who was happy to see his guys win 3 of 4 at Coors Field.
4-game series are definitely hard to win, especially on the road, but to come in here, it all starts with pitching. We got given a chance to win the game every single time, and with our offense, we know we can put some runs on the board, and we're able to do that.
All 3 long balls came off Rockies starter and loser Ty Block. Gavin Stone went 5 1/3 innings to get the win, raising his record to 8-2. Evan Phillips picked up the save.
Coming up, the rest of the Major League Baseball results. The Lakers have their next head coach. The Bulls and Thunder pull off a trade, and the results from the WNBA, PGA, and LPGA. The Royals avoided a 3-game sweep, winning 3-2 at Oakland with Bobby Witt Jr.'s 8th-inning home run being the difference. Kansas City manager Matt Quatrero says that Witt Jr. was excited to deliver in the clutch.
He was frustrated with himself these last couple days, and I think he took some aggression out on that one and kind of hurt our hand coming back through the dugout too, but really happy for him, you know, and it's a huge spot for the team, which is what he cares about.
Dave Ferry provides the story from the Cardinals and Giants matchup played Thursday night in Birmingham, Alabama.
The game belonged to the Cardinals, but the night was dedicated to Willie Mays as St. Louis beat the Giants 6-5 at Rickwood Field in Birmingham. Brandon Donovan hit a 2-run homer, an RBI single, and a double for St. Louis. Cardinals manager Oliver Marmol.
We're starting to swing the bats a lot better. That's been the ups and downs of our season has been the offense. Pitching has done a nice job to this point. The bullpen's been really good, but moving forward, I think our offense is in a much better spot.
Mays was honored before the game, 2 days after his death at 93. Mays had written a statement before his passing, saying he wished he could be at the game and adding that he had some of his best times in Birmingham. His son Michael spoke to the fans, urging them to let him hear you before chants of Willie broke out.
The Rays let a 4-run 9th-inning lead slip away, but won 7-6 in 10 innings at Minnesota. Johnny DeLuca drove in the go-ahead run in the 10th.
Yeah, it feels good. I think everyone here knows, you know, I'm struggling a little bit and trying to find it, and it's always part of the game, so it's fun when it goes right.
The Diamondbacks beat the Nationals 5-2. The Astros scored 4 times in the 7th inning to rally past the White Sox 5-3. And Jake Cronenworth hit the Padres' 4th home run of the game in the bottom of the 9th inning to walk off the Brewers 7-6. NBA, the Lakers have their next head coach. Gethin Kulbaugh has the story.
J.J. Redick is being hired as the head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. A person with knowledge of the decision tells the Associated Press the Lakers hadn't yet publicly announced the decision to hire the former NBA shooting guard for his first coaching job. The 39-year-old Redick is a 15-year veteran who played for six teams, his first seven with the Orlando Magic, and has no prior coaching experience. Redick replaces Darvin Ham, who the Lakers fired last month after being eliminated in the first round of the playoffs.
The Bulls traded Alex Caruso to the Thunder in exchange for Josh Giddey. In the WNBA, the Sky won 83-72 over the Wings, and the Liberty defeated the Sparks 93-80. LPGA, Lexi Thompson leads the KPMG PGA Championship by one shot. PGA, Tom Kim owns a two-shot lead at the Travelers Championship. Mike Reeves, AP Sports.